Burns sees Solicitor Dorsey. The Atlanta Georgian, Wednesday, 8th of April, 1914, 8th edition, final, page 1, column 3, talks over Frank Case with the prosecutor and is shown the state's physical evidence. William J. Burns had his first talk with Solicitor Hugh Dorsey Wednesday and went over the physical evidence in the possession of the state. If anything important developed, it has not been announced. Burns made no effort to convince the solicitor that the man he convicted was innocent. It had been reported for some time that Burns would present his evidence to the solicitor, but Wednesday the detective came for information, not to give it. He looked over the records in the solicitor's office, examined the famous death notes and the clothing worn by the slain girl, but would say little as to the impressions he had gained from his visit. Certain to point to Conley, Burns left it to be known that he was firmly convinced more than ever that the crime was committed by a confirmed criminal, and there is no doubt in the minds of those who have talked with the detective that he will point to Conley as the slayer in his final report. Interest was excited Wednesday in the mission of the physicians, known as specialists in nervous and mental affections, who visited Leo Frank in the forenoon at his cell in the tower. Dr. J. Cheston King, proprietor of a private sanitarium for victims of mental disorders, and Dr. W. A. Gardner, who is associated with him, were with the prisoner for a considerable time. Dr. Lewis M. Gaines also had an appointment to see Frank. Dr. James Bronner and Dr. Hansel Crenshaw, both specialists, were visitors at the tower the day before. None of the physicians would discuss the exact purpose of their visit. Dr. King, it is known, took an interest in Frank some time ago and went to see him. He is understood to have appointments to see him again. Dr. Gardner, Dr. King's associate, denied Wednesday that the physicians had been asked by Frank's attorneys to make an examination of their client. He would not say whether Detective Burns had had anything to do with it. An ineffectual attempt to obtain an interview with Miss Montine Stover by the detective came to light Wednesday. Miss Stover was brought to the office of Samuel Borstein in the Atlanta National Bank building by her mother and stepfather. Burns was called in to ask the girl about her testimony at the Frank trial. As soon as he was introduced, it is said the Stover girl's mother hurried her out of the room and would not permit her to be interrogated. Burns is reported to have told the mother that he sought only to learn the truth of the case, and that if Miss Stover told the exact truth at the trial, he had no desire that she should change her statement at this time. The mother would not listen and left the building, it is said.